Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for.
If you're a dude and you're 22 years old and you feel like you're directionless, get your shit together, man, and go start making things happen. All that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. You have the option of being disciplined. You don't have the option of being born 6'4", right? You don't have that option. You either are or you're not. But you do have the option of choosing discipline or not.
So discipline, not necessarily something that you're born with?
I don't think so at all. I think maybe there's some small percentage of it. Maybe this person's a little bit more innately disciplined than this other person, but I think it's a choice. Discipline begets discipline, right? If you make a bad decision in the morning and you decide you're not going to get out of bed, you decide you're not going to work out, when you get to the office, the donuts are that much more tempting and you're probably going to eat one. Mm. Whereas if you woke up early, you worked out, you got a little bit of work done before you even showed up to work, you show up to work and now there's donuts, you're like, I don't need those right now. Mm. You just make better decisions.
If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. So if you lack the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up being a slave to disease. If you lack the discipline to work hard, save your money, you will end up a slave to finances. If you lack the discipline to manage your time correctly, you will end up with no free time. If you have self-discipline, if you have the discipline to save your money and work hard and invest your money properly, if you have the discipline to manage your time correctly and not waste a bunch of time, if you have the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up with freedom. There's a term, it's rock bottom, right? This is a term that we hear for someone that's addicted, someone that's an alcoholic, someone that's physically let themselves go, someone that's put themselves into a situation with their finances or their work or whatever, where they reach rock bottom. But when the excuses all go away and people can actually confront the fact that this is all because of me, and it hurts, but is also unbelievably empowering, because if these problems are because of me, then I'm capable of fixing these problems. So even though extreme ownership hurts and is painful, it's also liberating, because now you have control over your fate and over your destiny. And that is a glorious thing.
You can control a lot more than you think. And the world is happening. And if you let the world happen to you, it's going to happen to you. But if you want to make something happen in the world, you can do that as well. It's a choice you get to make. It's one of those laws of combat that I teach and used to teach in SEAL teams, and now I teach to businesses: prioritize and execute. Like, you've got to figure out what the priorities are and then execute on those things. But you got to figure out what the biggest priority is at any given time. Like I said, whether it's this business or your family or your health, at certain times you got to say, all right, I got to pay attention to my family right now. I can feel things are getting a little bit sketchy over there. Or, all right, my family seems solid right now. I got to focus on this part of the business. And then within the business, this particular section of the business, so you go right on down the line.
What would you say to someone who's going through a bad month or a string of bad months and doesn't see any light at the end of the tunnel?
What are your options? Okay, you're upside down financially, relationship went south, whatever those things are, your credit card debt is up, you got fired from your job. Okay, you're in a terrible situation. What are your options? What you have to do is, well, you kind of have to prioritize and execute, right? Like, okay, I got all these bad things going on in my life. What is my biggest problem right now? And you got to say, okay, I got to start with solving that problem. And you got to start to going back to, I think it was the initial thing that we talked about, take action. You got to take action and move forward. And if you don't, the downward spiral doesn't end. And if you allow it to continue to go down, that's where it's going to end up. And so you just have to, what are my options? Abandon the whole thing? Like, no, that's not the option. That is not the option. What can I make better right now? And start to reassemble things and put them back together. Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path. And this is interesting too. When you talk to people that went to SEAL training that didn't make it, most of the time it's some reason. There's a medical reason. There's a family problem. There's very few people that look at you and say, oh, I quit because it sucked. Which is what, by the way, which is what happens to the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people that don't make it through SEAL training, and by this I mean 80, 90% of the people that don't make it through SEAL training, they didn't make it through because they quit. Then there's a small percentage that had a medical problem, and then there's a small percentage that got performance dropped, meaning they couldn't perform the runs, the swims, the technical aspects of the job, and they failed, and they get dropped. But the vast majority of people, they quit, but they don't usually say that. And even in their mind, they probably don't believe it. They probably believe, well, you know, it was my leg, and once my leg was hurting, I knew I was going to have a hard time on the runs, and since I wasn't going to be able to make the runs, that's why I quit. But it wasn't really quitting, it was because of my leg. I think that's one of the few things that you learn in basic SEAL training, is to shrug your shoulders and go forward. One of the things they do is they'll line you up on the ocean. And this is in California, and sometimes people think that California is nice warm water, but it's not. It's 55 degrees, and I don't know what that translates to in centigrade, but it's cold. And one of the things they do is they'll line you up, and they say interlock arms, and you get arm in arm with the guy next to you, and they say forward march, and you march in the water, and they say take seats, and you sit down. And they leave you in there. And it's called surf torture, and you just sit there. And after a while, they'll pull you up out of the water, they'll line you up, and the doctor will come down and see if anyone has hypothermia. And if no one has hypothermia or signs of hypothermia yet, get back in the water. And they just keep doing that. And so what you learn to do is, okay, I'm going to go forward. I can't get out of this. I'm going to go forward. I'm not going to quit. So I'm going to go forward. Bring it on. And I think if there's anything that you learn, it's to keep pushing through things that suck. Extreme ownership is, this went wrong. This failed, didn't accomplish this, and it's not the fault of my boss, it's not the fault of my girlfriend, it's not the fault of my parents, it's not the fault of the weather, it's my fault. And I'm going to take ownership of it, and I'm going to fix it. That's what extreme ownership is. And this is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts. Because when you look around at your life, and you look around at your job and your financial situation and your relationship and your physical health, and when you look at all those things and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all those problems is because of me, that can hurt. That can sting. And a lot of times our ego rejects that and makes excuses and lies. And then we don't have to change anything. And then nothing changes. Years ago, I spent a good chunk of my, I guess it was my 30s, training MMA fighters. And, you know, we had a jiu-jitsu gym, we had an MMA gym. And so in the beginning, when a potential fighter would come in and they'd be 22 years old, and I'd say, hey, how old are you? And they'd say, I'm 22. And they'd say, you know, I want to fight. There's a fight card coming up. I want to be on it. And I was like, I'd tell them, listen, you got plenty of time. Like, get better, train, up your skills. And I said that for probably 3 or 4 years. And then after 3 or 4 years, when guys would come in, I would start telling them the opposite, which is, you need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late. Because I realized I saw a lot of people that didn't have any sense of urgency in their life. And when you don't have a sense of urgency, things aren't going to happen. You need to make things happen, as we already discussed. They're not just going to happen for you. You're not going to become a good fighter unless you make it happen. And you're not going to do anything in life unless you make it happen. So if you feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it. People ask me about jiu-jitsu, and they don't like to fight. They don't like the idea of it. They don't like the physical close contact, whatever the case may be. Like, and they'll say, I don't like it. How long do I have to do it for? And one of the things that I say is, you have to do jiu-jitsu until you submit someone while you're training with them. And the reason I say that is because if you can train long enough that you submit someone, all of a sudden you go, oh, wow, I made progress.
Yes.
I see the reward. And so do those little things, but do those little things until at the end of the day you go, that was a pretty good day. Like, don't, because if you just get up and, okay, well, I got out of bed and Chris said get out of the bed, but I still freaking I still feel like crap, right? Okay, well, get out and do a little bit more and do a little bit more and do a little bit more and do a little bit more. And you can stop when you get to the end of the day and you go, okay, you know what? Today was a pretty freaking cool day and I feel good. Then if you want to go back to living in the hole and ordering Uber Eats, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But at least give me the effort to make yourself have a good day. If you give up a little bit today, like, you can't get it back. Like, if you skip a workout today, there's no possible way to get that back. When you let something go, it's gone. And Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome didn't fall apart on a day either. Mm. It didn't fall apart because of one thing. It falls apart just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, nobody gets fit overnight. Nobody gets fat overnight either.
Exactly. And so you can't submit. You can't submit. You have to get in there and keep it going. And I know the results of not doing the thing are not good. One of the most profound things that you can do to become more confident is to become okay with saying, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what to do right now. No one knows everything. No one makes all perfect decisions. No one understands every element of the world. So if you can say that, all of a sudden, the world becomes just a lot easier. Yeah, you're going to blow some stuff. You're going to make some bad decisions. You're going to screw some things up. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Like, that does those make for good stories, man. Mm-hmm. Go get them. Go make them happen. Mm-hmm. Don't sit around being afraid that you might screw something up. You're going to screw something up. That's guaranteed. Go do it. Get a good story out of it. We as adults are not used to losing control of our emotions. So what's going to happen? You lose one of your friends. You lose one of your family members. You're going to get hit with a waves of emotion that you can't control. And this sometimes causes people to really overreact and think that they're in this terrible place because they think, oh my gosh, I've been able to control my emotions for the last 30 years and now I can't control my emotions. There's something wrong with me, is what they think. And this is what I learned, is that those waves of emotion, they're gonna roll back. And you're gonna get control again. Take a breath, and then you're going to get hit with another storm, but it's going to go away. And you're going to get hit with another storm, but it's not going to be as strong. And then it's going to go away, and you're going to get hit with another storm, but it's going to be a longer period of time, and it's not going to be as strong. And what this is this is you processing what happened. And eventually you regain control of your emotions. And there's still going to be times. There's still going to be times where you're going to be 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. You're going to hit with a wave of emotion and you're going to be caught off guard. It's going to catch you. We're going to have wins. We're going to have losses. We're going to have
successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights. We're going to have bad nights. We're going to have good relationships. We're going to have bad relationships. We're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're going to make money. We're going to lose money. All these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic. So finding a good, stable, centered way to be and look at the world and take everything that you see with a little bit of a grain of salt and don't get swayed too drastically in one direction or the other, you're going to be okay.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.